because I think it would hurt us instead of help us. Barbara Ward told me yesterday, and I've had this report from several intellectuals around, that in their judgment, they're more thinking people, thinking about improving their land and their life, than they have observed in America in any period that they've known it. That they find that the county judge and the mayor is really talking about poverty. That the hospital people are really talking about putting an extra wing on and having a better diagnostic center. That they're concerned about natural beauty and getting rid of the cars. They laughed at the people when they said billboards a few years ago, but now they're really concerned, and they're fussing at the junkyards along the road and the pollution of the rivers, and the whole natural beauty thing. That there have been more editorials about it and more people about it, more garden clubs are getting interested. And I really feel that, and I see it in my mail, and I hear it people I talk to, so I don't believe I'm being misled. Now, if that's true, that's a good sign and something we want to build on. You just must get the positive, affirmative people to see how in your state, where you're producing all these automobiles, we're going to produce so many more, and we're going to have Travel USA, and we're going to put on a real campaign. De Gaulle's getting all of our money, and his hotel's $1.5 billion. We're going to try to make them see America and go to Wyoming and go to Colorado and take their kids out on Sunday afternoon. And where the auto workers are trying to lead and sponsor, we sure want to make these places attractive to drive on, because we'll make more automobiles and sell more. You got to find some positive, affirmative approach. Now, you're intelligent enough to take the ball from there, but that is dangerous to my program. Now, my natural beauty message is going up Monday, and it is an eloquent thing. Dick Goodwin and some of the boys have worked very hard with Lawrence Rockefeller and Stu Udall and the National Parks people, and they've got the biggest zip that they've had since Roosevelt, since the CCC camps. And they're just really walking on air, and we think it'll be our best message, and it'll give you something to tie into when you come Tuesday. But please arrange a meeting where you can talk to them about the interest of the auto workers in seeing USA by car.